Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Thanks again to Randy Mola for stopping by the program.
I kind of feel like I should replay this.
It's a nice shirt you got there, Dovin.
Oh, Randy took over.
Listen.
You want to break
down? Who am I to?
Who am I to chime in with my silliness?
Who am I to say anything hockey? Randy Mola was here to break it all down for everybody.
He's good.
I wish he would have gave us where Mrs. Mola keeps peanut butter.
You want, what is this, a piano bar? You want requesting?
Play the hits.
Wait, what a minute. Do you see what we have Mike Biamani
it's
doing?
Broken.
Exactly.
Hey, Galan, I need some more lines.
I was going to say, we need to get him a new list.
Right.
For stealing.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight it's game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes. And you can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:30 with Panthers preview. That'll be every single puck drop throughout this series. Every puck drop is at 8 o'clock for this series. Tuesday, Thursday on the road, back home on Saturday and Monday for 3 and 4. We will see if the Cats repeat what they did to Carolina, although Carolina is very strong and has taken some of the Panthers' style. So we will.
And they're very fast. Holy smokes.
We'll get after it. We'll see what we got. Marlins get a walk-off win yesterday. Jesus Sanchez over the Cubs. We have some boxing drama that's going on right now, apparently.
Boxing drama.
Yeah, Dana White was supposed to promote this Terrence Crawford Canelo Alvarez thing, and then Turki Alashik comes out this weekend and he goes, no, not the promoter for it. He doesn't say that Dana White's not the promoter. He put some other, whoever runs that Saudi Arabia tourist thing, that they're going to be the promoter for it, not TKO. Now, this was interesting because it was supposed to be the Friday of Mexican Independence Weekend, and then the next day was going to be the UFC card. Then Turki comes out. He goes, nope, they're both going to be on the 13th. He goes, but basically is seemingly cut Dana out.
Oh. And.
Very interesting.
And to be petty. He made the fight on the same day. Right.
Same day, which is not the first time a Canelo fight's been on the same day.
Because remember, they had to wait, right?
There was the Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz fight, and that was where there was the famous Canelo meme of him Netflix and chilling.
So where is UFC
going to
be?
I think they're going to be in Mexico.
Okay, so they can be. So the fight's going to be in Vegas?
Or they haven't announced that yet. They've also said it could possibly be in Texas. It could be in New York. We're not sure yet.
Gotta have that fight in Vegas.
Hey, one would think you need it in Vegas.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. We are.
Boots on the ground. If I'm anywhere but, like, Dubai.
It's not going to be in Dubai.
I'm there.
It's going to be in America.
Yeah.
It's going to be in America.
America.
America. So, we got that. Your boy, Tony Grossi. He says that Dylan Gabriel has looked a lot better than Shedeur Sanders so far.
Wow, really?
And that means what?
Just wanted to get your thoughts. It's the Browns. You love the Browns, dude.
And can I just say this? Tony Grossi, as long as I have heard him, listened to him, been around him, whatever the conversation is, he takes the other side.
Oh, contrarian.
So he may be saying that just to get conversation going.
Mm.
That being said, if so many writers are experts on said football, why don't they have that job?
Hmm.
Right? Like,
quarterback or
no,
just evaluator?
I'm just saying, evaluator.
Ah.
Right? It's easy to say who you think is going to be good or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are there should know more than you. And if you knew more than them, you can make a lot of money in football.
Interesting.
But you don't. You're a writer.
Speaking of a person who is, should make a lot of money in football, Jonnu Smith. He posted this morning himself in the lab, and by the lab, it mean his backyard with a guy who appears to be his friend holding onto his arm so he could practice catching.
Oh no, that's a good drill.
Where you're like being held onto, but you're still getting catches.
Yeah, people, linebackers pull, especially tight ends.
You know what Jonnu Smith is?
What?
Football junkie.
I would also ask,
like football,
you're in Florida,
junkie.
Your backyard is fake grass.
What's wrong with that?
And why do you need a helmet on?
Fake grass is underrated.
I like fake grass.
You said it's underrated?
It's underrated.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I feel like he's shaming it.
Okay.
I'm not shaming it. I'm just shaming saying, it? Why do you need it in Florida?
What do you got, Bermuda?
That's all they have in Vegas.
We're currently in a drought right now.
You got crabgrass?
You know?
That was there before the drought.
Bahamian grass?
Look at that guy. Football junkie, dude. Just getting after it, getting in the lab.
Dude, can I...
couple of tight ends right now.
I am absolutely
him and
Jonnu
Smith
at some
grass.
Of the things
what?
That get you going.
What, that you don't like that?
Catching a football in your backyard.
He's grass, so there's that.
I just pictured Jonnu Smith.
Buffalo grass.
So he gets credit because he put it on socials.
Yeah.
Lemongrass.
So if he were doing that without putting it on social, no credit.
I like that. I like to give him credit. I mean, if he wants to keep it.
And I'm more than sure. I am more than sure that.
Football.
Let me tell you.
Junkie.
Can I just tell you? I disappeared in the offseason.
That's okay.
And I did my work. I worked out with more Dolphins fans than with Dolphins players than Browns players or Minnesota Vikings players.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you were Tobin in Minnesota or Tobin in Cleveland, you would be like, what does he do? Where is he?
If I was Kansas City, Toby, like there's a story today on TMZ about Travis Kelce bought a house in Boca and he's spending the offseason down here. If I was Kansas City, Toby, I'd be like, listen, I already had a down year. Is he already getting
he didn't have a down year. He's 37 years old.
Leg up on retirement already.
Which was
to
have 1,500 every year?
The takes write themselves.
No, but what are you expecting from Travis Kelce?
Oh.
How old is he? 37?
35.
Like at some point, he ain't going to catch 100 balls for 1,400 yards.
Certainly not down here. Him and Tate.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just...
Rock grass.
You are the reason why fans are so frustrating.
Why?
Because what you are saying... Right? Is lunacy. An athlete only gets credit for working out if you see it on Instagram.
No, not credit. It's not credit. I mean, like, obviously.
Who cares what you think?
How could I give credit to something I can't see? It's so, like if a bear poops in the woods.
So right now, you're getting all warm and fuzzy.
It makes a sound.
About somebody holding Jonnu Smith's arm with a towel while he has a helmet catching a football in his backyard on fake grass.
You don't love that?
Centipede grass.
I just
you don't love that though?
So Jonnu Smith gets your support because of this.
He always had my support. Pause up. But Now it's just like Marcos, football junkie.
So if you don't see him, they ain't doing
it. He's wearing a helmet.
If you don't see him working, they ain't working.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not working. I'm just not going to give them the extra credit.
Who cares if you give them the extra credit?
I don't know. I don't know if he cares or not. It doesn't matter if he cares or not. I'm just saying, Smith, I love that.
Jonnu Smith, you can see from this workout, football junkie.
Football junkie.
Tua.
Football junkie. Dude, if he's catching a football with Junebug holding on to his arm, and there's two pillars because of his backyard
on
a patch of 4x4 grass.
Zoyosa grass.
What kind of credit is he going to get?
I'm saying.
You are absolutely bananas,
he's sitting back and he's.
I'm not saying he's not committed to his craft.
I know.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
But that video.
What do you mean, dude? That's great work.
That is great work. You know what's great work? Kentucky bluegrass.
Hey, Forrest Gump, you keeping this up?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
Googling grass.
Jonnu Smith, football junkie. Tua, junkie food.
Minus one.
See what I'm saying? So right now,
that was good. Look.
Minus one.
Also, there's no towel.
Wait, and look at it.
I don't think.
First of all.
He's holding onto a wristband or something.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a towel.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What person on defense is that size?
No one, but it's just like
so. It's not even real.
Nah, because it's like when
you just said it was a good exercise to be doing.
It is a good exercise. Not. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Oh, now I got Tobin's approval.
Yeah, but like Travis the towel boy is probably doing that drill for him during OTAs. Like we got it, Mr. Jonnu.
He sounds like that.
That's how every ball boy sounds.
Perennial ryegrass.
All I'm saying is. All I'm saying is
creeping bent grass. That's what
bluegrass.
I'm just saying, like it's just you don't like that as a fan? Just as a fan. You don't like that? He gets up, he's watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on his couch.
He's watching that.
Him catching a football with Junebug hanging onto his arm in his backyard, right?
Yeah. But it's
and getting credit for football activities in a 4x4 patch of grass.
It's double NW.
It's crazy. What? Don't. Dude.
Sorry, what did you say?
We about to go to break.
No, it's.
What did you say, Tobin?
Exactly. Right. I said it's double NW.
And what is that? Dude. I wish you guys can see Leroy.
He's gonna tackle him. He is gonna rush the edge right now. He is waiting on the ball snap.
I think it's blocked. No, double NW.
What's a double NW?
Is it worth the pin? Because I'm getting get ready to take your ass out.
Never not working.
Oh God!
Time out! Hey.
Oh God!
WNW.
Double N. W. Oh. Never not working.
Oh my God!
Can I just tell you, it's too stupid.
Tackle him.
It's too stupid, Deep.
Never not work.
I thought he said WNW.
No.
Double N.
W. Never not working. That's Jonnu Smith.
Kind of made up a letter.
No,
I
it's
was really excited it's just, to see something. It's
an abbreviation, you moron.
Wait, he's calling you a moron.
Bent grass.
Instead of going NNW, it's double NW.
Mexican feather grass.
Dude, you see what you've done? By showing that he's off on a grass hunt, right? She wants to see you get taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to take you out.
Do it. Be about it.
And you said double NW.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were saying WN.
No.
Okay.
Minus one for hearing.
Get it, right? That's
minus
Jonathan.
One.
There's a lot of players never not
you want to know why?
What?
Two N's in Jonnu.
Never not.
Do it now.
Please.
J-O.
Why do I look like a spot on the video?
J-O.
Well,
why is it so dark? Why is it the sun?
No.
You look good.
No.
No.
We just have to clean your camera. It's not dark in here. It's very bright.
Well, we know. But on your way, is it because of the sun shining through?
You look good on my camera.
We can switch if you want.
No.
Dude, you're closer to Tobin here.
What? Your ass is grass.
What?
Bluegrass.
What's wrong with you?
Grass shot.
He's good.
JONNU. Jonu.
At least he's working, though, you know?
Everybody's working.
Everyone's not working.
No, but it's not that he's working. He's never not working.
Never not working.
Double N. W. Pause up.
Pause up, Papa.
Catgrass?
You don't want to use that abbreviation, though. You want to know why? PU.
Hmm.
Means he stinks, which he doesn't. Because you want to know why?
Why is that?
Double N W.
Double N W.
He's never not working.
I say, you swap one of them N's for an A and jumble the words. We got a whole nother conversation.
Shmeeden says, how about a double F U? Take a break. Back after.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, your ticket to the summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 of those shows at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Those shows include Hardy, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha.
Toto?
Pantera.
Like Toto from the Kesha? 80s?
Yeah.
Kesha?
Yeah. Keisha.
Keisha.
So Toto from the 80s?
Yeah. From Africa.
Africa? The real, not the
Pitbull version.
Ah.
Yes. Well, you know, it is South Florida, maybe.
The rains in Africa, and they were on the sands in Egypt.
It's like a weird, I mean, it's a great song, but it just seems like a weird concept.
It didn't fit.
Very strange.
If you guys want to win tickets to these shows, it's easy to enter. Just go to WQM.com on the contest page. Enter right there, and you guys can win. For more info on how you guys could see those shows for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. Also got those Dierks Bentley tickets we'll give away before the end of today's show. I'm sorry for antagonizing you last segment.
No, you're not.
I am sorry. Yeah. Why can't I genuinely apologize for something?
No.
Sorry, at least you got relief on the break.
During the break.
What?
So.
Wait, what?
No.
No.
What happened during the break?
So I go in there. He goes, you didn't want no part of this break. Tobin was trying to use his French accent. I'm like, he's about as close to French as I am to German, like Schroeder. He goes, oh, German chocolate.
So, what's your favorite?
So I just got like I couldn't shake it, so I just left.
Can I make you feel better?
Sure.
You want to hear somebody criticize Jimmy Butler?
Ooh.
UD?
Close.
Better.
Yeah, better though.
Wade.
D Wade.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I told you what the whole thing was, is that the way Jimmy talked and his actions didn't match. And I don't care if you don't can't stand me. I don't care if you can't stand Pat. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't care if you don't like the organization. But what you did to your teammates mm-hmm. is what I have a problem.
He's not even criticizing him for that. A little bit about the money, but he was criticizing his play. He was, because remember we played that clip from him last week where he was live streaming and he was yelling at him for not even looking at the basket.
Right.
Well, he dove into a little bit more on his podcast on the Y Network, which, hey, shout out to the repost on the Y Network. Thank you.
You got a repost?
I got a repost by then. That was very nice.
Was this from your
Because I just thought it was hilarious. He was doing his podcast casually holding his finals MVP trophy. I'm like, that is a flex if I've ever seen one. Just I'm sitting back in my chair with my finals MVP trophy.
Wow.
So this was him criticizing Jimmy Butler's play against the Minnesota Timberwolves and why he's sick of Jimmy always passing the ball.
Thing with Jimmy is... I didn't like his the way he just approached the game. Like, I know Jimmy is a pass first guy. Oh, I know he's about getting his teammates the ball and want to see them shine. But it's a point where you're getting 60.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working. You got to go.
Yep.
He won't look at the basket. And I've seen this before. I've seen it in a Heat jersey. And so, you know, in a sense, like when Pat come out, Pat say, we ain't want to give you an extension, is not always because of injury. Sometimes it's, I need to see what you're going to do in every moment, not just in one moment. We saw Jimmy in the bubble.
He was off.
He was a dog.
Yep.
I saw Jimmy in another finals, too, against the Denver Nuggets. And he did the exact same thing he did the other night. He did not look at the basket.
Right, right.
I don't want to see that. Like, Jimmy Butler is too good of a basketball player to not have his imprint on the game. And sorry, sir, when it's time for you to take over, you just have to. And even if you can't do it from the standpoint of you ain't making those shots, I don't care.
All right.
Shoot.
Yeah. Go to hell, ball.
It's bad offense. If you're not shooting, getting too close in that paint and not putting that ball up to that basket, that's bad offense when your team needs you to do it. Now, he does a great job of getting in there and getting his guys shots. But it's times where your guys have done all they can do and you the guy.
Right.
Right. You're Batman because Robin is out. I mean, Robin because Batman is whatever the hell.
Yeah. We get you.
We get it.
It's your moment.
Yeah, it's your moment. Yeah. And that was that for me was the moment that I was looking for Jimmy to show why they made that trade for him. Yeah.
I've been saying that for 2 years, that when you score 8 points in a quarter, don't somebody need to take over? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. So I ain't paying $60 million to that. That ain't $60 million. That ain't $60 million worth.
It's a hefty price.
When you pay $60 million, you need to know this, that when it gets to that moment in the game, I don't have to wonder if you're going to be the guy. Now, we all talk about playoff Jimmy. He's right. We talk about playoff Jimmy. We talk about this. We talk about. But do you really know when he's going to kick in? Because some nights he says, not tonight.
Doesn't feel it.
That's not, you're right. That's not $60
million. Yeah, he did it like one time in the series. And it was that game where they blew, they blew it late.
Right. So, no. Uh-uh. And, like, he says, I'm not that kind of player. Oh, so you're saying you're not a number one. You're saying you're not
a
bad
man. That to me was the oddest thing about all of it. You know, like that to me is I get it. You're going to play with Steph Curry, which, okay, it's Steph Curry. But like to go from it's that time, I'm playoff Jimmy, Jim VP, you know, walks off the court against playoff series saying best player in the world, to then just being like, I'm so happy to be a Robin. I'm like, huh?
Right. You know what? You know what that sound like?
What is that?
I'm so happy I don't have to do as much as I did.
Yeah. Oh, what is that?
Which, again, is why.
I don't like that.
All the reasons why Pat didn't want to pay him are the reasons he proved when he went to Golden State.
Here's a little bit more of D Wade on the Y Network on his thoughts on Jimmy's series.
Oh, as Jimmy goes, the game before when Kuminga had 30, Jimmy was hella aggressive.
Yeah,
and so it took attention off of Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jimmy's not aggressive, he can't. Yeah. Kuminga can't just do it. He's not. He ain't got enough reps yet.
Not yet.
So
not yet.
When Jimmy decided to take his foot off the gas, it makes it hard on that young man.
Yeah.
Now he's doing too much.
Yeah.
And so, nah. Get at the Jimmy.
What's up?
Don't do that. Get at the Jimmy. We have so much respect for Jimmy.
Yeah,
too much. We know who he is.
Know what he can do.
So when it's time, we want to see you do it. Yes. That's what makes you one of the greats in the game today. Right. If you're not doing it in those moments, what's up?
Oof. Now you can't be the guy talking about what you are and pick and choose when you show up. Right? You look at Ant. You look at Halliburton. Right? If they go 10 for 30, they go and try to get it. There's been so many times in the last couple years where you've seen the Heat and you go, let's go, Jimmy. You're the guy. Everybody's looking at you. And he says, I'm getting my guys involved. Well, that's, you know what that is? That's 20 million assist guy. That ain't 60 million dude. Right? So, yeah. Mm-mm. I get it. I've been saying that. So, it's nothing new.
But it is to hear from a guy who's like supposedly close to him.
He's
giving him the business.
But he's not giving him the business because what he said is accurate.
It is accurate, but
it's
normally
accurate. He didn't say it like, look, he didn't make fun of playoff Jimmy. He didn't say like I would have said it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was explaining the issues he had with Jimmy Butler's game. And then what probably rubs Jimmy the wrong way is that he's like, I can see why Pat didn't want to pay him. Right? You don't need it sometimes. If I'm paying you that much money, I need it all the time. Jimmy didn't want to give it all the time. So, we had an impasse here. Pat was at an impasse. Pat's like, we already got guys hurt. And then you not playing enough games.
Yeah, but now the Warriors thing is like, now you got these guys that are older. It's like, now it's like, yeah, $60 million is always a hefty price. But now he's a hefty price for your number two.
He's not even a – is he honestly – the way he's been playing basketball, is that a number two? Can you count on him?
Not in that conference.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Not in that. I mean, it was good to get through the regular season.
So even if they play, you know, even
but
if Jimmy.
Like, they're going to get introduced to, you know, missing 15 games before the All-Star break.
Right. Even if Jimmy had played on one side of the ball and said, you know what? I'm a lockdown Ant. Right?
Nah, he can't do that.
Right. Exactly. So what? I mean, the question is, what does he bring to the table? They didn't bring him for every now and then having a 30-point game. They didn't bring him for that. They didn't bring him to pick and choose what games he gonna decide to play or not. They brought him to be Jimmy Butler all the time.
Yeah, which had like some benefits for them to get there, but like it was the most ideal Jimmy Butler situation ever. Like, I missed half the season, so I get to come in for this sprint.
And then for maybe five games,
mm-hmm.
they asked him, you need to be playoff Jimmy.
What do you think the frostiness started, Frog Boy?
Between, you talking about with the Heat and Jimmy Butler?
No, D-Wade and Jimmy Butler.
You know what I was going to say?
It's not frost.
It's not frost.
That's not frost.
It's not frost.
Did he say anything wrong?
No, he didn't say anything inaccurate.
Okay. So
no.
if,
but you know
if,
these
if
days,
Jimmy,
like nobody
if
wants.
Be, if you want to be a grown-up.
Oh.
If you want to be a grown-up, then you look at what he said and say, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy's going to probably say something along the lines of, I ain't worried about that. I'm going to go and see.
He's not going to say it. I don't think he's going to hear anything about it. I doubt he's, you know, he's probably going to be off in
Well, that's because he don't have
Bora
you
Bora somewhere.
Him. If he had you question him, he'd say.
I definitely would ask him about that.
Right.
But I can't.
And you get to stink out of it.
What do you mean, dude? Like, that's a completely reasonable question. I will still defend.
It is. No.
Pat Riley took me off the hook.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Took me off the hook.
Mm-mm.
And second of all, it's a completely reasonable question to ask him if he spoke to Pat Riley. I mean, you know, he can not answer. It's fine. It's his prerogative. But, I mean, it's not like a – I'm not badgering him.
I'm not even faulting you for saying, did you talk to Pat Riley? I'm saying this whole thing started when you said,
Stop doing that voice.
Pat,
that sound like
Pat. Jimmy
like
said, what do you think?
What do you think, J-Fig? You think the frostiness, where do you think the frostiness started?
I think it started when he didn't show up for his statue ceremony.
I think it was before then. It had to be before then.
Why before then?
Because
he didn't show up.
Wasn't he directing some of his speech towards him? Just a little
bit.
He definitely was alluding to, this ain't going to work at his speech.
Yeah. Possibly there.
I mean, I don't think they were ever
basically, D-Wade said, there's a level of commitment to this organization that you need to have.
I think that, do you think there's any part of D-Wade that's embarrassed? Because, like, he's the reason Jimmy's here. Like, in a good way. Like, I think, like, he
same
thought
way Jimmy felt when bringing Kyle in?
Oh, he should be embarrassed for that.
But I just think,
instead,
like, certain times you have friends or people you know, and there's only one side you see, and you see the benefits side of it. And I could see how D-Wade could say, Jimmy will work in Miami.
It did work. It did
but
work. It just
he doesn't see how it ended in Philly, how it ended in Chicago, how it ended in
I think, you know, what you've said about like the not showing up to work thing. Like, I think even for D-Wade, what's the most D-Wade's ever made for the Heat? $30 million?
Yeah.
So he made twice that.
Right.
And he had another guaranteed year at that.
Right.
And he goes, I played for the minimum my last year. What are you upset about?
Right.
What are you
that
upset
they,
about?
You're mad because they won't give you an extension that pays you 2 years from now, yet this past year you have done absolutely nothing.
And you have a guaranteed year next year if you want it.
Right.
I'm positive they haven't spoken in over a year.
What?
I'm positive.
I don't think that's true. I saw them speak at a game.
True. Yeah.
I saw them speak at a game.
But that's
casually.
Just,
that's like
that,
a conversation.
Hey. So that was like a little, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like a real conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not at, so you don't think that they have gone to the Rusty Pelican?
Nope.
No,
I don't think. I think it's been.
They
twice
have not gotten to get.
You saw how
Half Moon Empanadas
have a nice Merlot.
I don't even think Jimmy's talked to Bam yet since the season has ended.
No, I don't think it's happened.
So you see how Jimmy can be, and
is he,
so,
you think he's still chilling at? Like, is he at Big Face Coffee?
He's got to be.
No,
he's gotta
I haven't checked his Instagram.
You think
in a long
he's
time.
Down here?
No.
Right now, no.
Did that place close? Like, is it still open?
No, it's still open. I had my cousin went like a couple weeks ago.
Hey,
now.
Do you think?
Wait till I get a hold of him.
If he comes back here.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a warm welcome.
I don't think anybody's going to bother him at his coffee shop.
Are you familiar with fans? They just, New York fans just beat a guy over the head with garbage for wearing an Indiana jersey.
That would not happen.
I don't think that happened here.
No, but I'm saying the pettiness of fans.
Well, I can't imagine.
Also, if, number one, he barely announces when he's here at that shop. It's usually afterwards. And also, if you're at the shop, you're kind of supporting him anyway. So
I don't think that shop's probably done well in business since he's left. I can't imagine.
Right.
So. Is it still open?
It's still open.
As of right now, yeah. It says.
Can I go there today and get a macchiato?
Yeah, go.
Closes
for it.
At 6.
Let us know.
Let's give him a call.
Somebody yesterday was drinking a green coffee.
Ugh.
Oh, not for that. No, I don't like that.
I'm like, it's what are we
good.
Doing?
I can lie to you, 3.1 rating on the Googles.
Is that good or bad?
It's not great.
No.
Not great.
Is there a joyless brew?
That's a point. I really hope there is one.
Point for Tobin!
Schmeathan says, Dwayne Wade made $196 million in his career. Jimmy made $213 million only in his time with the Miami Heat.
Yikes.
And he's got, what, $120 still coming to him?
Right. Yep. Right. Wait.
Wow.
Wait. Rough. You're making these faces. You do realize you wanted to pay him.
Not a problem anymore.
You see how he just finagles his way out? It's this whole thing is your fault.
Huh. I'm moving on to getting Zion.
What is wrong with you?
Back after this. All right.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. We got Panthers action tonight. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final gets going. Cats and Canes tonight. Speaking of the Canes, I saw they lost in baseball today. 12-2.
Yikes.
Yeesh.
A bit of a rocky season thus far.
That was the ACC tournament?
Yeah.
Oof.
But good milkshakes.
Hey, they always have that, dude. If no one's got us, that. Mark Light Shakes got us.
I'll take my son over there. He'll love that.
Let's get to, you know what you do with a milkshake.
What do you do?
You mix it on up, dude!
Wait. Where's the milkshakes?
Boom.
Are we talking about Mark Light shakes? You know the famous milkshakes, the baseball games, J-Fig?
Yeah.
That's what we're referring to.
Disgusting sometimes.
What?
We're talking about
sometimes
those.
They got crazy, crazy concoctions.
That's true.
That's just because they got the guts.
They got the guts.
Try some things out. You want to throw a chicken wing in a milkshake?
It's pretty gross.
You know what has a little bit too much for me sometimes? People who try to overdo Bloody Marys. Like, there's a burger on top of my Bloody Mary now.
I don't like that.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much. No need for you to put a chicken wing in my Bloody Mary.
What?
Never had a fully loaded Bloody Mary before?
I also don't like when they have those milkshakes.
Hey,
on top
I don't like Bloody Marys.
Brownies, yeah. Or cake on top.
I don't like Bloody Marys.
No, that's disgusting. It's tomato juice and vodka.
I got to tell you, no. It's the... My uncle used to drink just the...
just the mix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
He's not with us anymore, is he?
No, he's not.
Doesn't seem healthy. I'm sorry, that Bloody Mary mix straight, dude?
Can I just say,
yeah.
You are not the epitome of a health.
No.
And
no.
You sit here telling somebody
of
what...
health, Marco.
Right.
I'm a freak of nature, guys. I have recovered.
Yeah, you're just one big-ass frog.
Okay. And the WB.
So what do you got for us there, Froggy?
First item in the mix bag today... comes from our least favorite couple on the internet. As we begin to wonder if Leroy will get an invite to the wedding, we will unpack some more Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson stuff.
Oh, my God.
I kind of look forward to these stories now.
You know, did you guys hear about that email controversy?
Yeah, she had to be copied on all his emails.
Correct.
Old aren't very good with keeping track of their emails. Yeah. I actually didn't think that was that big a deal.
I mean, yes.
And Billiam, as we say, because we're all close with him, addressed that situation on the Pivot Podcast.
Out was when North Carolina sent me emails saying, like, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you, these people want to talk to you. I sent back an email, can you please copy Jordan on these requests? Right. So, you know, she could at least like filter through them because there was nobody. We didn't have a sports information guy.
Mm.
That was taken because all emails are shared in publicly. That was taken as Jordan's running the sports information department.
Yes.
And gotcha. That also led to the narrative, which is like totally, she's not doing it. I mean, there was nobody that helped me sort them out. So I was asking her to do that.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, the University of North Carolina not having a sports information department.
It's not.
Seems a bit of a stretch.
Come on.
Unless they fired the football guy.
Yeah.
But I also get she's like his media manager. Like, that's basically what she is.
But you couldn't find like an intern. You couldn't find like someone who.
Wait a minute.
Tied
into
football.
Your future wife is 24 years old.
Yeah.
You think she want another intern in there?
Todd the intern.
That's fair. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or what about like mixing business and pleasure? Like, that's not. That doesn't
well,
either.
No,
well, that's very but, clearly but a part where the way she is mixing the business and pleasure.
The way he says it, though, it did not seem like that big of a deal the way he was saying it.
Mm.
He just had her going through emails to kind of weed through all the requests.
Filter out.
Right? Yeah. He said everybody else gave it a title.
Mm-hmm.
He was just asking her, I was getting so many emails.
Well, when you coach at public university, like, you have access to their emails. You could just go to their directory.
Yeah.
You know, but right. Most of the time, if I wanted to get whomever from the university,
you call
of Miami,
the
you email the SID.
Well, that's what I did.
Mm. You know,
that's what I did. I called, I had the contact and I called them and asked.
Which I'm just saying, it's odd that, because Belichick's got like a media thing, because he's such a big star, it's kind of like he's going to have stuff outside the University of North Carolina. Like, he's not just going to go on the coach's show report
right.
in Charlotte.
Right.
He's going to get asked by CBS and all these people. And I think for that, she is kind of in charge of all of that.
Right.
She's a big reason. He said she's the reason he wrote the book. He did all those media deals, I think, because of her. So that's why I didn't find that weird. It seems like that's what her job is. Her job is to run his brand.
Ah, something's sketchy.
Yeah.
This is sketchy.
I mean,
he's got a brand now.
Can I just say this? Bill wouldn't look at it as him having a brand.
Of course he
would. He would look at it as, she's just helping me out because
I understand. The old don't think they have a brand. He's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has a brand, Leroy. He's Bill Belichick. I know he doesn't think that, but I would look at him, and I bet she's probably told him this, and being like, you do have a brand. You're Bill Belichick. Like, what are you talking about? You're the greatest coach of all time. That's the brand.
Second greatest coach.
Shula.
There you go.
Of course. Think Shula's laughing at this one. He never had any love lost for.
Come on.
Apparently they're engaged.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's she claims. The New York Times came out today and said she told at least one person that they're engaged.
I don't trust it.
The New York Times? Hey, plenty of people don't these days. You know what?
Fake news.
What else you got?
If you wore 260 pounds of pure muscle, first ballot Hall of Famer, and had more money than you could ever spend,
mm-hmm.
would you miss going to work every day?
Yes.
What now?
Well, that's interesting.
I like my job.
If what?
If you were the epitome of a Greek god and very, very rich and retired in your 30s, would you miss going to work every day?
No, what we do is fun.
Do.
Yeah, we'd still...
Yeah, well, screw you guys. If I get rich, I'm out of here.
Well, I mean, you just get another job, you're out of here.
Yeah, well, you want to
already know.
Yeah, sure, you want to. And also, you should be rich. Like, you should have a talk with somebody about that.
You know, my ankle is feeling a little sore today. Aaron Donald recently said, doesn't miss football, surprisingly. The most violent man we knew doesn't miss football.
Like, playing football and things like that, it's like I don't miss it. Like, I be thinking, like, I don't even have the passion or the excitement to want to play football, right? I will always love football. But once you lose the passion, to, you know, to put the work in and play the game, then that's when I was like, that's when it was time for me to walk away.
Yeah, I told you, with me, I just didn't show up. It wasn't, I didn't care about all that. I'm like, I ain't feeling it.
All right. See him in December for a playoff run with the Rams. Oh, okay. He's 33
really?
Years old.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just messing around.
No, but if you could, like, skip all that stuff, though, and they're like, oh, come on, Leroy.
Come on, AD.
They did.
Really? Like,
they told me I could come and, like,
yeah.
get healthy and come when you're healthy.
Yeah, and still you were like, nah.
No.
Once you're done,
dude, you're- I was limping when camp started.
Damn.
What is that rehab going to be
111
like?
111 sacks.
I don't know. No boots.
Huh?
111 sacks.
I know. I didn't have 111 touchdowns.
Yeah, a decent amount, though.
Well, like 50? 50?
50 something?
50 something?
50 something?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, that's more.
My last year was pretty good, though. Hmm? 500 yards and 10 touchdowns.
That is pretty
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have payroll banded at it.
Huh?
Yeah.
That ain't my thing.
You could have snuck should another have year in there.
That ain't my thing. That ain't my thing.
Should have
so not, but understanding why I didn't payroll bandit. Now ask me how I feel about Jimmy doing what he did. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Not great.
It's the same right. way Wade feels. Like, come on.
Right.
Bro.
By the way, Jimmy's agent is now lashing out on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Why?
I've had enough of that guy.
Why? You got your man paid 60. You got your man paid $60 million a year to be third or fourth option. Good for you. What do you need to
You did a masterful job. Hey, Bernie, you right. did a masterful job of agenting
right.
throughout all of this. You made it seem like it was harmonious when it wasn't.
You got your buddy. You got your guy paid.
You got
That's
him paid.
Your job.
But now he's held to too high a standard. Weren't you calling him, I believe the quote was, best in the world?
Yikes.
Best has a high standard, Bernie.
Yikes.
Best is a high standard. Do you want to know why? Because when you're the best, that's the highest standard. That's what the definition of best is.
But think about this. So
D-Wade's being mean on his podcast.
When
Jimmy B,
we're gonna watch Indiana, and we're gonna watch Minnesota, and we're gonna watch the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna watch who is Minnesota playing. They're playing
OKC,
right? You're gonna see SGA, Ant-Man, Brunson, and Halliburton. No matter what, in order for those teams to win, they have to play well. Right? We gave Jimmy so many excuses for so long because every time Jimmy would go out there and throw the ball around and not shoot, we'd be like, well, Tyler got to make that. Well, Bam's got to do this and all this stuff.
Is Jimmy's like? Does Jimmy's agent think the entirety of his life should be,
well, he took Max Strus to the finals. Oh, bless his heart. Okay, sorry.
That's what you say. How many years you go back and say he got us to two finals?
He did, but like,
okay, you're, how long ago were you going
to but he definitely deserves criticism. I'm not here to say Jimmy Butler's right. always above criticism. Okay. I've never said that.
Right.
And so, like, his agent being, like, mad at Dwayne Wade for being on his podcast and saying,
oh, he had 11 undrafted guys on his team. Okay.
Yeah, and did they suck? How much money did those guys make after that?
All of them got deals.
Were any of them out of the league, or did they all get paid very, very handsomely? As handsome as Max Strus.
Yep.
Kendrick Nunn is even balling overseas.
Come on, man. It's enough of this already. Take the criticism on the chin. You guys had an ugly exit. By the way, Steph Curry reportedly disgusted by the fact they couldn't win a game without him.
Wow.
Mm. You do with that what you will. You did a masterful job agenting. Mm. Did a great job. You did better at your job than he did at his job.
Ooh.
Yep.
But like you're gonna sit here and have an issue with D Wade saying the truth?
Yikes.
So, and by the way, maybe you guys shouldn't have stayed at a ski lodge 40 minutes away from the finals against Denver. Maybe you would have been more tapped in.
How about Golden State lemon law in his ass?
I don't think they could do that.
I know.
Damage is done.
I know, but listen, you got your guy paid. There's nothing you need to say.
Yeah. Laugh all the way to Cancun.
Tobin did, flip.
Did I flip?
Me and you fought.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this,
mm-hmm.
we fought tooth and nail by Jimmy.
I don't like to say that I flipped because it is what it is. Like the thing that's funny about it, and that this is the thing that his agent can't grasp. It's not, and the kids can't grasp this either. Growing up is being able to criticize things moment by moment, and that's the problem with today. is that you always feel like you have to stay on the same side of an argument. That's literally what has gotten us all into the place that we are as a society today, is that you can't take things for what they are in that moment, because dum-dums on the internet will say, you switched up, you flipped on us. No, dum-dum, if you were stupid here but awesome there, I'll say you're awesome there, and then if you were dumb, you're dumb. That's called being, holding people accountable. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. And some of you people need to get a grasp of that. You're right, I did say pay Jimmy. I have no apologies for feeling how I feel. But I will say, man, that looks like it would have been stupid. You want to know why? Because I can admit when I'm wrong. They call me accountable Tobes.
They do?
They call me that.
I know.
What else do we have in the next bag?
You ran with that.
Oh, we had Aaron Donald, right?
Yeah.
Take a break.
Sounds good.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.